Lighting the Ner Shel Chanukah isn't as simple as just putting a couple of candles or oil cups into a menorah and lighting them. You have to know how to arrange them in the Chanukiah and then in what order to light them. And most people are familiar with the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Reish Ayin Vav Sif Hei, that you arrange the candles starting from the right-hand side, moving towards the left. But you light them starting from the left, moving towards the right. And the question is, why should that be? So the Mechaber has got two considerations that need to be factored in. Number one is that there's a notion of kol pinot she'ata poneh lo yihu ela derech yamin. This is Gemara Masechet Yoma and elsewhere, meaning that whenever you're moving in a direction from one place to another, you turn towards the right, or you turn with the right. And this is actually a point of machloket, exactly what that means. So the Mechaber is of the opinion that you have to start lighting on the left-hand side of your menorah, moving towards the right. That's kol pinot she'ata poneh lo yihu ela derech yamin. You turn from the left towards the right. The other consideration that the Mechaber has is that you start lighting with the newest candle, because that shows the increase in the miracle. Yesterday there were only three candles, and tonight there are four candles. So therefore, I start lighting with the fourth candle, which is the newest one, showing that the miracle is increased from what it was yesterday. That's the view of the Shulchan Aruch, brought down by a number of poskim. However, there are actually two other opinions about how one should arrange one's Hanukkah candles and light them. In actual fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that Avid Kamar Avid to Avid Kamar Avid, they're all equally legitimate. The Taz agrees with the Shulchan Aruch on one point, but disagrees on another point. The Taz agrees with the Shulchan Aruch that you start lighting with the newest candle. But the Taz disagrees in the understanding called Pinot She'ata Poneh Lo Yihu Ela Derech Yamin. Taz understands this means that when you start off doing the mitzvah, you look at your right and start from there, in terms of I turn to the right to start doing the mitzvah. So according to the Taz, I have to light from the right to the left, but on the right-hand side needs to be my newest candle. So therefore, I have to put them into the Chanukiah from the left to the right. And then the rightmost candle on any given night will be the newest one. I'll light that first, and I'll move from the right where I'm starting, where I've turned to start, and then I'll move towards the left. The third shita is the shita of the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon says that no, we're not interested in lighting the newest candle first, we're actually interested in lighting the original candle first, because the Ikka Mitzvah is Ner Ishubeto. You only have to light one candle on any given night, and the additional candles that you're putting into the Chanukiah because of Mahadrin and Mahadrin min HaMahadrin, that you want to enhance the Mitzvah. And why should you ignore the Ikka candle and light one of the Mahadrin candles? So the Vilna Gaon is of the opinion that you start with the original candle, and then it seems that he thinks that in terms of kol pinot she'ata poneh, he seems to understand in the same way that the Mechaber does, that you move towards the right and starting on the left. But the Vilna Gaon will have you arrange your candles at starting from the left-hand side, and then light them also starting from the left-hand side, moving to the right-hand side. Of course, this notion of a new candle and an old candle, or original candle, is a little bit fictitious, because every night you've put new lights into the Chanukiah, and who's to say which is the Ikka light and which is the Tosefet? Presumably, whichever light I'm lighting first is the Ikka light. That's I've now done the mitzvah of Ner Ishuveitor, and whatever I light after that is going to be the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin min HaMahadrin. But in any event, we have these three opinions, as to how to light, and obviously everybody should follow whatever their minhag is. Ad kan.